I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, September 8th. Advocates for Basic Legal Equality is a nonprofit law firm providing legal representation to people who face corporate and systematic barriers. That includes unionized individuals navigating challenges with management. Now, some of Able's employees have unionized themselves, and they claim that management is making the collective bargaining process difficult. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
Advocates for Basic Legal Equality provides free legal assistance from Lucas County down through Montgomery County. Last year, about 50 staff attorneys and support personnel formed a union. They call themselves the Able League of Justice. The union covers those who work in Dayton, Toledo, and Defiance, as well as in several smaller communities. Union steward Brandy Kesey says forming a union has taken years.
We wanted a union because there had been some longstanding practices of underpaying staff attorneys and support staff.
Kesey says management is now frustrating the collective bargaining process, particularly by not allowing contract talks during work hours.
Our unit is the only NOLSW, again, that's the National Organization of Legal Service Workers. It's a subset of the UAW. Out of 150 units, we are the only unit that is not permitted to bargain on the clock. However, management is paying themselves to bargain on the clock for the same activity.
According to Executive Director Makita Messam, last year, her attorneys and staff handled about 2,000 cases. She says they only have a 35-hour work week. Thus,
at Able, my expectation of staff is to meet client needs and provide client services. And it is hard for me to then carve out more time out of a 35-hour work week for non-client work.
As a result, all bargaining sessions are happening in the evening via Zoom. Other concerns union members cite include firings without notifying the union, leaves being denied, and refusal to allow members to have dues taken out through payroll. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Rising property taxes in Ohio are one of the top issues in this year's race for governor. Both candidates have released their plans to cut property taxes, though both have also been somewhat vague on specifics. The Republican candidate has clarified some of what he's been saying in an interview with State House correspondent Karen Kassler.
Vivek Ramaswamy has promised to roll back property taxes to pre-pandemic levels, creating the largest property tax rollback in Ohio history, and without hurting local police, fire, and schools. But he won't put a dollar figure on it or say how that would work with levies approved by local voters since then.
The net effect is the property tax base is going to be rolled back in aggregate to where it was before the end of the pandemic.
Ramaswamy also says he wants to wean the public school funding system off exclusive reliance on property taxes. His Democratic opponent, Amy Acton, has promised property tax cuts targeted toward middle income and older and disabled Ohioans and says she will fully fund the Fair School Funding Plan. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio's two GOP senators are leading an effort to ban other states from issuing driver's licenses to immigrants living in the U.S. without legal status. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that it stems from a crash that killed a 29-year-old in Northwest Ohio last week.
Toledo Mayor Wade Capsicavich says the bipartisan group has come up with a policy initiative that benefits everyone.
This does not raise the tax. This doesn't redirect a penny.
The mayor's plan would establish a fund to provide grants and low-interest loans for infrastructure, target housing needs to support workers, establish a fund for public safety, and put a bipartisan task force in place to review state revenue-sharing programs. The mayor's group is hoping the next governor and legislature will also embrace it when they take office in January. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Dayton Public Schools is now offering driver's education. Students must be currently enrolled and have a valid driver's permit. Applicants are required to fill out an online form and upload academic and personal references. They also must write a brief essay explaining how a driver's license will impact their personal, academic, and professional goals and describe the responsibilities associated with having a driver's license. There will be several different sessions during the school year to accommodate those who will turn 16 in later months. The program costs $150 per student. More information is available by contacting Dayton Public Schools. A passing shower possible this afternoon, otherwise warm, a high near 90 degrees with partly sunny skies. A better chance of showers and storms Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night and Thursday. Some of the rain and some of the storms during that time period could be on the heavy side. It'll be hot on Wednesday with highs in the 90s, but temperatures getting a little more civil by the end of the week. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Mike Fraser.